When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's not going to be canceling any of our coverage. I'm Rob Cisternino. Hey, everybody, what's going on? What an exciting night. Jag stays. Eviction is canceled. Bryce is here. It's an amazing night. Let's do it. Okay, back with us tonight. Very excited. Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great.
Expect the unexpected, Taryn.
Look, all week long, I've been just like wanting Jag to realize that he shouldn't trust these people. And now he has an opportunity to stay in the house and realize it in the future. And more importantly, this was a surprise gift out of nowhere. Usually what happens when I watch Big Brother is that out of nowhere, a dumb twist is introduced and I have to be like, oh, this one hit me from the side, blindsided me. This time I got blindsided by a twist being over and done with, and I don't have to deal with it anymore. And I'm so excited that next week is twist free.
It's done. Got a lot to unpack here about the twist and what it means for everything. Here with us tonight, another woman who is celebrating. We just got done on our draft earlier tonight. Sasha Joseph. Sasha, how are you?
I am so happy. Look at me. I have all my things. Jag is save everybody. We don't lose another brown man to the damn pressure cooker. We made it.
Yeah, that's right. Take that pressure cooker. Nice try.
You can't. You will. That shall not happen. We made it.
Okay. And what a treat for us here tonight. Of course, you know him from the Purple Pants podcast. He is the creator of the Zaddy calendar. And he's with us to talk Big Brother. It's our own Zaddy, the baby boy, Bryce Isaiah.
Oh, come on, Zaddy. Robert,
wearing
Zaddy
the
Jag.
Merch.
Yes. Ooh, Big Brother is a lot, y'all. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all do it. I try to stay up on the live feeds. Then I'm like, the show was showing what I saw 3 days ago. Like, what? Bless your heart. I'm saying a prayer for all of y'all.
Bryce, this is your first real Big Brother experience, right?
My first real Big Brother experience.
For real, for real. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, looking forward to getting your thoughts on everything. And of course, the Fields family and much more here tonight. You can send us your questions here in the chat. We will take them later on in the show. But all right, Taryn, real quick, the power got used. A big surprise tonight. You know, that last conversation between Matt and Suri was really like, well, I can't see them not using it now, right? And of course, the live feeds were skipping out of all of these conversations this week. But what does this mean for the house?
The Red and Cam are extra screwed. I mean, the big thing is that, all week long or for the last couple of days, it's been seeming like Jag was going to go home. And there was this back and forth last night about like, are we going to tell him? And so they, I think, told him before the eviction that he would be leaving. And that's why he seemed to know, but still maybe had a little bit of hope. And so, like, how does Jag react to this, I think, is a good question. I would imagine they tell him that they saved him and they take credit for it. And he's even more loyal to them now moving forward. How do Corey and America come out of this, though, considering that they were ultimately votes against him? America really did want him
Everybody
to stay.
Everybody was. It was unanimous.
Yeah. But America wanted him to stay, but didn't feel like she had any power to do anything about it. Whereas Corey actively did campaign against him. And so there's definitely some intrigue for where this could go with Jack.
Yeah, I just guess I just don't understand what if they had the power to save him, then why did they unanimously vote him out?
Rob, Suri is a showman.
Why did they do this? Why did they go through the whole thing of like making him feel like that he had was going home today?
Don't question the process.
I'm just confused. I just want to talk it through. Bryce, does this compute for you?
I'm confused as well, because I feel like shouldn't they gave him like a little wink, a nod, like to like ease his pain a little bit? Because mm-hmm. I feel like if they come back and be like, we saved you, I feel like Jack could be like, you lying. It was the comic verse, not you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's worth noting as well, like Suri's original plan clearly was to blindside Jag and vote him out unanimously, then blindside him and save him mm-hmm. before America forced her to tell Jag ahead of time that he would be voted out.
Yeah.
Then just blindside saved him.
I mean, Sasha, does it make sense if it's like, okay, if we know Jag and Blue are both going to stay, does it make sense to put votes on Blue that you don't save then? I mean, is that what they're thinking of? Like, okay, well, we're going to vote for him, but we're going to save him also.
Here's the thing. A lot of talk happens, right, between Thursday and Thursday for a whole lot of nothing. This is our fourth unanimous vote.
Yes.
So I think that they knew that they had this power, that, right, it was in the holster. So they're like, listen, I can't rock the house, but I need Jag to stay with me. So I think it was a serene mist moment where she said, I can't get, and Jared, let's not forget, her son would be so pissed if he voted, or if Blue was voted out. So I think her hands stay clean. We're good. I think this was smart.
The power only works if the person was evicted. So if they had voted Blue out and used the power on Jag, then Jag wouldn't have, then Blue would have left still. And they genuinely didn't feel like they could get the votes for Blue to stay, even though they definitely, for Blue to go, even though they definitely could have. It reminds me a little bit of like, you know, that scene in Fight Club where they like, I put a gun to a guy's head and act like they're going to kill him. And then they say like, now you're going to really appreciate tomorrow, when they don't. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's what Suri just did to Jag. She's like, you better really appreciate your life in this game, because I was in control of it.
I just, in the retelling to Jag, I mean, Matt is going to tell Jag, I have the power, I saved you. But is he going to tell Jag that, yes, Suri said I should do this?
I think that only makes sense, though. I mean, for Matt to go to Suri and be like, what should I do with this? I think that it only makes sense that, like, I saved you, but on the account that Suri said I should absolutely use it for you tonight.
Yeah.
So I would think that's so.
And I think Matt can be like, this is our, you know, alliance strong, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're so happy we're all together. Yeah, seven deadly sins. We're in it. You know, we're not losing any sins tonight, blah, blah, blah. So I think there's a way that they can be like, we knew all along. We just had to play so that Cam and Red will still give us info and not blame us, right? I think you can play every side, and Suri's hands are in many pots. Mm-hmm. And the way they say clean is by not doing stuff against the grain.
Yeah, well, the best part of all this is that Cam is so mad. This man spent 14 hours in the pressure cooker only to then have his HOH wiped off the board.
It's a cursed competition.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do well in the pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, Cam. He does get to play in the HOH. I thought he put a brave face on after it was announced, but he's got to be super pissed.
The face drop that he had, like, he was trying at first, and then it just dropped down. And mm-hmm. by the end, he was just so pissed looking.
His inflection. Or ain't that what Red said about Izzy? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
His inflection changed.
Yeah. But are you all surprised that they didn't give Jag more of a heads up of like, hey, Jag, like, don't, like, trust us. We got you tonight. We got you. Like, he's like, Jag seemed like, okay, this is it. I guess this is over. I guess he doesn't know that the power is going to get used and he gets the 10-0 vote, but.
Rob, you don't ruin the surprise party for somebody.
I guess not.
Like, oh, I'm having such a bad day where all our plans got canceled. Now I'm going back home. You're not like, don't worry. There's a surprise coming for you.
Yeah.
You let them be miserable up until they walk through the door.
But don't you feel like it'll make them trust you more, right? Like, if I'm about to walk off a plank and Sasha is like, I'm not going to push you, right? I'm not going to walk the plank like how I walk the plank. But if I were to walk the plank thinking I'm about to get pushed, and then Sasha's like, I saved you. I feel like I would be more indebted to Sasha.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
after going walking the plank.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it is a little more akin to just like shoving someone off a cliff and then as they're about to hit the ground be like, don't worry, you actually have a parachute.
No, it's giving, but did you die?
Right, did you die?
You survived, right?
Yeah, listen, Survivor, it's what I do, baby.
Yeah.
And I think Jack's face, when his face dropped, right, he heard 10 to 0. So my question is, maybe they might have hinted we're saving you or doing something. And then he hears 10 to 0 and he's like, these liars, they said they were going to save me and they didn't. So that's the only like concession to the opposition of maybe he did have hints of something and then he felt like completely let down because oh, when his face fell, I was like, can't wait to go on this podcast and ruin everyone's day because my day is ruined.
My best guess is that America really wanted to tell him. Suri really didn't. So my best guess is that Suri never got around to it and that America went to Jag and said, I am telling you they're not voting for you. They've told me they're not voting for you. I'm telling you they're not. And so he was still kind of hoping. But then when he heard 10-0, he knew it was probably the truth because he gave America like the longest hug and was like, he's whispering like, I'm rooting for you, something like that, right? So I think he was feeling best about America in that moment. And that, to me, says that she probably went to him. Probably not everyone, given how much hope he still had. And yeah, he was so sad. And I was like, the things this man is about to experience. One, he's just got like unanimously voted out. Two, he's going to be told that his alliance was never real. Three, he's going to be told that Jared is Cerise's son. Four, he's going to be told that Matt had the power and didn't use it on him. Like this is going to be the most brutal exit of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Taryn, how do you think this changes Jag moving forward, if at all?
I don't think it changes much for him. Boy. He was already way too blindly loyal to them. I think that it would hopefully make him trust America more, given how much she was going out of her way to try to help him and warn him that she wasn't just making a fuss for nothing, which is kind of how he was acting like she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You would hope, but I would assume that given that they just saved Jag, they have a lot of influence to say, no, America actually didn't want you to stay. Corey was actually campaigning against you. We'll see.
Can we just talk this through? Because so as of last night, we were watching and we were talking about, okay, so Matt has this power, but does it behoove Suri to just, okay, Matt came to her. Does she want to pocket the power and basically save it for next week? Or does it benefit at all to keep Jag? Was there any benefit for Suri to let Jag leave and then keep the power just in case they need it next week? Or did she actually want it flushed?
I personally would have thought it was a no-brainer to keep it.
I unfortunately agree.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Jag isn't that valuable to her. If anything, it was good that Jag was leaving. And keeping the power means she can basically control the outcome of next week, let alone keep herself and her allies safe.
Mm-hmm.
This leaves her a little bit vulnerable because if Cam or Red do win again, and it's like, hey, somebody on that other side betrayed us, like Matt or Suri, she'll need to now like blame Corey or somebody for it, or get Jag to take the fall again and say he did it to himself. And then he's up on the block again and has to go through the same process of not ratting them out again. Like, there's a lot of danger associated with this when things could have been very smooth. But listen, this has been Ceree so far. She plays. Somebody just said she wants to play on hard mode, and that's what it feels like. She's like, listen, I am an expert. I'm a pro gamer, and I'm going to play on the hardest difficulty possible. Don't give me any cheat codes.
Mm-hmm. But can I also just say, like, listen, when stuff happens to my faves, I don't care. And I also feel that Jack being a little lost in the house. So I think he's easily moldable, right? And whatever he's against, right? I agree that I don't think it's good and that he is someone that can maybe win comps. But I think that she can mold him and he's a little impressionable.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm trying to be kind. I love Jack. And I think he's a little impressionable. So I think there's a way that he's like, I'm in. This is my life. It's you.
Yeah.
But Jag is good or has a really good shot at winning a competition, right? So anyone but Cam and Cameron and Red, if Jag wins, now he's eternally grateful to them. So I feel like it does behoove Ceree to use it now to save Jag because obviously we're going up against Red and Cam and we need all the ammo because, I mean, Lord knows I love me my son Ceree, but like, how many competitions my girl go with? Like, you know, I feel like let me get more people that can do my work for me that can win HOH and win competitions.
Yeah. And Bryce, don't get it twisted. Ceree was Bryce's adopted mother before all these Big Brother people came along, right?
Okay. Listen, I got a photo of me and Ceree up there, okay? Ceree, the reason why I play.
You Survivor. Got here first.
Okay. I love me some Ceree. So,
prepared a restraining order against Izzy yet?
That's Izzy is fine. Izzy fine with me. That's quite all right. Listen.
I'm just saying. If you're claiming OG spots for the Ceree's children, I think she's gonna want to be at the top of that pile.
Yeah,
we twins.
And is there room for Matt too now?
Now can we talk about Matt for a second?
Getting a little crowded.
Okay, listen. I was a little. I know how to feel about Matt in the beginning, right? Because it's like, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of things to watch. Matt was with Riley, and then Riley was like the enemy. And then I was like, oh, I can't mess with Matt. But Matt has won my heart over, okay? Matt trying to be the spot for the 2025's Andy Calendar, okay? We love Matt over here.
You saw him today? His little chest was out. Oh,
we saw. Okay, the live feeds be live.
Woo!
But I love how, like, everyone just gives information to Ceree, though, right? Because, Matt, what is you doing, right? Like, it's like what's them type of plants that...
Venus flytrap?
A Venus flytrap. Like, Ceree is like a Venus flytrap, the mother of the flytraps. And it's like, Matt is just getting like, hey, Ceree, I want to tell you something about something. And little does he know, it's rat.
Yeah.
Seymour.
You know,
feed me information.
Yeah. Taryn, we had that one really telling diary room with Ceree where she talked about like the order that she's going to take people to the final three. And now Matt is in there. Was it, but it was unclear, did Matt pass Izzy or Jared?
He passed Izzy. I mean, I mean, it's fun to say she said Izzy first or whatever, but she's not taking Izzy over Jared.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure? Because
you sure?
Yeah.
Be for real, everyone. Stand up. Mm-hmm. Don't get misted by Ceree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you also buying that she was surprised that she got voted into the competition?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right. I was like, you're so fake. Yeah. You knew you're number one.
I here's the thing, though. This is where I will give y'all a little pushback. I really, I believe that, though, because Ceree is a very humble person, right? And I really feel like sometimes in knowing Ceree, I don't feel like she knows the power that she yields. Well, I mean, maybe I'm just in a fly trap. Let me just shut
you're
up,
in the fly
okay?
trap.
I think we're all those dead flies.
No, to be fair, I think that is kind of a decent read because I think that, like, that's kind of been her gameplay, right? She's constantly underestimating her own power in the house and overestimating everyone else.
Yeah.
Okay, that I agree.
But I also think that is who she is, like, as a person. Like, Suri, she goes and she plays these games, but then she, like, goes back to, like, her regular job, and she's, like, a normal person when she's not on reality TV. So I think that, like, walking amongst the mere mortals again, that I think that that keeps her grounded.
Yeah. And normal people like to sit on patios, and normal people, you know, like to sit... Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'll be watching the live feed. Sorry, okay. I called a live feed down the
day. Yeah. So, all right, later on tonight, there will be a new head of household competition. Cameron gets to play once again. But, I mean, is there a scenario where, barring a Cameron or Red win, that the nominations for next week are not Cameron and Red?
It's possible. I mean, it's unlikely, but... I wouldn't be, like, completely out of this world shocked if Corey and America ended up on the block, depending on who won. I think that there's enough movement in that direction where, like, us, maybe, like, a veto win could make that happen, or a specific, like, plea by Red, who's, like, supremely loyal to Suri, where he rats out as much information on Corey and America as possible. You know, given that we know, like, how fickle Suri's side has been, like, we cannot take for granted that they will just make an obvious play. Mm-hmm. So I would be wary of that. And then on the other side, an America HOH does not necessarily mean that Red and Cameron on the block, although they have been doing everything that they can to make that happen. Mm-hmm. With how they talk about her. But she has been wanting to put Suri and Izzy on the block. It's going to be tough to sell that, though, when, you know, Cam and Red are just constantly trash talking her and saying they want to target her. So mm-hmm. that also seems unlikely, but not impossible.
Okay. At the end of the episode, a lot of people noticed Jared seemed like he was kind of annoyed at that this happened. Is there bad blood? I know he wanted Blue to stay, but is there bad blood between Jared and Jag?
I mean, I think, isn't Jag Blue's best friend?
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I just think maybe it's a little jealousy.
Competition.
A little competition for the attention.
Yes.
I think also, like, yeah. like he wanted Blue to stay. He wanted Jag. He campaigned hard against Jag.
Yeah,
Jag said Jared's name. Suri kind of made it clear that, like, you know, she wanted to get the way that she wanted things to happen.
Yeah.
And he thought he was going to get the way he wanted things to happen. And then Suri said, I've got better cards than you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we see Jared say, like, when he's left out of the, I mean, he's yes. willing to give up Izzy, who has his biggest secret now. And it's like, I was not in the conversation. Get to me. So I feel like he is now like, I didn't know anything about how this would go, was going to go. And I feel like I should know. So now I feel like Jared might be on the defense.
Okay. Bryce, could you weigh in a little bit on the Jared against Suri this week as, you know, a, you know, of friend of the Fields family, that you might have some insight into the dealings between Suri and Pooh?
So when I originally seen everything unfold, right, I'm like, in my mind, I went to text Jared, like, what are you doing? Like, you, like, what are you doing? And
which
so,
time?
Because I know they was in there. I know they, okay, I need to recite Pastor Mama Felicia. Anyway, I was mad at Jared, right? Because in my mind, first of all, if it's Team Fields, then it's Suri Jared, right? Then over a couple of days, hours, I had to think about it, right? And I really feel like if Blue and Jared are in a showmance, historically, if you want a showmance, that's normally your number one, right? Oh, who was that? Wait, was that my screen? Was that Tara? Is that the cat that be on the Big Brother live screen? Okay. But when you have a showman, that's normally your number one. That's normally who you're confiding in. That's normally like the person. So I really had to stop looking at Jared as if Jared is automatically with Ceree. Jared is playing his own game, and his own game is like Blue is his number one. So I could see as to why he would want to keep a Blue. But also, it's like your mother has played the game. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's a traitor for a reason. I think that you need to give a little bit more insight into what your mother is saying and less insight of like woo-woo cuddle cuddle. Like, okay, this, you know, this ain't The Bachelor. This ain't Love Win a Prize. Like, you know, this is Big Brother. So I just feel indifferent. But I also feel like Jared is just mad because it's like they take a shots at this girl. And he doesn't want his girl to go. But it's like, we're not just going to save her because she's your girl.
Well, he was going to save other things, but yeah. You know, anyway. Mm-hmm.
You know, it was interesting tonight that we heard Jared in the diary room talk about, he's like, yeah, you know, I know my mom is a legend, but, you know, I could be a legend too.
Yeah, he's going to build his own legend. 25.
Oh, he's done things that we'll never forget.
Certainly not.
How fast, Robbie, you already talked about this on the slot, but like, yeah, how fast till he gets all of these sponsorships, these cleaning supplies?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. He might be, you know, getting some brand deals after this is all over.
Listen, if he doesn't cash all this in, Bryce, you better fight him for me.
So clean, your mom will never know.
Febreze better jump up on it, okay?
You know, it should be all of it. Like, all sight, smell, like, all five. We have seven deadly sins. No, we have the six, no, five senses.
But listen, they said it was a dryer sheet, though. I said, what in the world?
Great. Mm-hmm. Let's call Febreze again.
They said it was a dryer sheet. I said, what?
Yeah.
He's going to get LG to come in. Right.
So can I ask about something that was reported on the live feeds today, Taryn? And you can confirm or deny or say move on to the next subject. But from what I understand, Jared made a request from Blue today that he was asking her for some sort of a either souvenir or collateral before tonight's eviction vote.
Collateral?
Yeah, I don't know if either of those descriptions are perfectly apt here. I would say object of desire and or something to sell.
To sell, yes, yes.
Yeah, Survivors, it's giving Orange is the New Black. If you see that, you know.
Yeah, he asked Blue for her underpants, right?
Give me them panties.
Yes.
Under a different name, yeah.
Yes. And he was going to hold on to them if she left, and then potentially either, he said, sell them on Amazon, which I don't think that's I don't think you
donate
can do that.
Them to charity.
I don't think you can do that.
Charity.
I think there's a new
Hearts
entry
of Reality,
in the stock
Sasha. You got to raise money.
Dean Kowalski from Survivor sold his underwear.
I'm gonna personally get this shut down at mm-hmm. this point because I'm gonna report.
Yeah.
This.
Has anyone ever sold somebody else's underwear? From
yes.
The
At Hearts of Reality.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow, sure. What goes on there? So was this, some, this was something to remember her by, right? That he could like keep this under his pillow.
But I mean, so you know, I like to comment surf, right? And I know I was reading a lot of people were disgusted, but I also was reading a lot of people saying like they could understand.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I don't listen.
Oh, I'm sure there are thousands of people that can understand. This is an industry. Let's not forget. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not some like random one-off thing. People make bank. The point is, why should Blue do this for free?
Mm-hmm.
What is she getting out of it?
Yeah, I guess the part that I didn't understand was that he was going, that he said he was going to sell her underwear after the season was over. Like, if it's, maybe you could sort of like squint and say, this is like a romantic gesture. I need something to remember you by. But the
what
part about where I'm going to sell
romance.
Sell these.
It's a kink, and that is okay. We don't kink shame on the pod. If this is romance, please.
That was romantic. I should make another video about this.
I already tagged you in it, asking when the fan cam is coming out.
Yes.
So it's giving you're not a real fan.
Okay, Bryce, can you give some insight as somebody, you know, a confidant of the Fields family? What do you think Cerie's reaction might be when she gets out of the house and learns some of the things that have been going on?
I don't think that it is. I think she'll be upset. I think Mama Cerie is going to have a little conversation. And by little, I mean, I feel like Mama Cerie going to cuss Jared out.
Is Jared going to be grounded and not able to attend any Bryce and Wen events this fall?
Mama Cerie probably is going to take Jared's phone, so I probably will not be able to text Jared for 2 weeks.
He's gonna be in his room. I think it's just hearts of reality he can't go to.
I think Cerie would be a little pissed.
Well, I thought there was a moment where there was interesting where we saw Cerie and Jared talking about the blue issue, and Jared was pushing back hard, and then Cerie was kind of like cam talking a little bit of a roast of Jared tonight.
So stupid. You want to kill so many people. Why can't they blue? Is your savior? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So I love that scene, right? But not for why y'all think I love that scene. I just love to see a black woman moosing her braids up, okay? And she was generous with the moose. That's how you know Jared got her pissed off. Because I was like, Cerie, girl, you already moosed that part. She was like, Jared, then, you know, and then the next time you see her, she had her hair all wrapped up in the thing. I was like, yes, you better set them baby hairs. I just was here for Cerie moosing her braids. Okay. I live for that moment. And I mean, she used a lot of moose. Like, Jared had to piss her off. Cause she I was like, oh, Cerie, it's gonna be crusty. You don't wanna put that much in there.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I love them showing the black hair care products. Okay, the mousse. I said, oh, it makes me feel like I'm home.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, Bryce, we haven't gotten to hear you talk about Miss Felicia this season.
She is the gift that just keeps on giving. I'd seen the live feed when they was talking like, because we got the numbers. And she just came in, was talking to herself. Ooh, I'm going to need a pamper tonight. That protein shake Taryn gave me is running right through me. She is the best.
Yeah.
Girl, but that's not what a pamper is for, though. Like, you don't intentionally poo yourself. Like,
Jared, leave it. What's other talk about Felicia?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I love her. I think that she is amazing. I think that she is. I was worried. I'll be honest. When I saw the previews and she was up there like, I ain't gonna tell them I'm retired twice. I'm gonna keep that from them, girl.
She's got two pensions.
Right. What? I was like, okay, I don't know how this gameplay is going to be. But then after Mike Gate, after her lat, like, she's just the best. I mean, I think that she is amazing. I do fear that her and Cerie are too much aligned. But I mean, what you going to do?
Yeah.
I was shocked that she did not get votes, though.
Oh, for the top four?
For the top four.
Yeah, I bet it was close.
Yeah.
Especially she was right in there. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think that Jag being on the block, I think that that might have knocked Felicia out of it. You know, the good thing for Felicia was that she didn't need it. You know?
She didn't.
Last night, though, I thought it was one of the best scenes of the season when she was on we were looking for the safety socks, that she was on the mission.
Let me go find damn condoms.
She was going to find the damn condoms in this house. She was
we got some paraphyletics missing.
No, she is so me because it's the way I, if this happened, I would be that person. I'd be like, did you, I would be interrogating with the spotlight. Did you do it? I saw you in blue. What happened? Mm-hmm. And then I just, every single person, Cameron, I know you're single. What's up? Who you, I know you have the HOH room. What's going on? Every single person, she is such a mood. And I, when will we be friends?
Mm-hmm. It's genuinely important to discover this sort of thing. If you find condoms missing, you should investigate because you need to know where it happened so that you can avoid that surface in case it hasn't been properly cleaned. Because yeah. A lot of people are hanging out on that couch.
Mm-hmm. You see, I thought you were going to say that this is a good indicator of showmances in the house. I thought this was going to be like a strategic lesson.
That's obvious, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm talking niche stuff. Yes. Stuff that you would only know from the live feeds.
Yes. You got to count the condoms every night before you go to bed.
Yeah. It might be on the loft couch. It might be on somebody else's bed. It might be on a random pool floaty. You never know.
You never know.
Or a stool. We never know.
Look, that's at least in the shower.
Thank God.
Yeah. Okay. So tonight, oh my God, we got to see this competition play out of the roll the ball down the hill. I thought that was what was fun was we got to see everybody getting to find out if they were in or they weren't. We got some good reactions from people who weren't in it. Sorry, Bowie Jane.
Sorry, Bowie Jane. America has not selected you to compete. A boo-hoo!
She also gets Julie completely cutting her off.
Right, so, so Julie like double burned Bowie Jane. Julie hates Bowie Jane too. So this was a little bit of a read, I thought, of Bowie Jane walking into the diary room.
Bowie Jane has successfully avoided the spotlight.
Okay. And then everybody else votes. Julie Chen does not say a word when any other person does a shout out. Here's Bowie Jane's vote.
I very, very sadly vote to evict Jag. Shout out to Christina.
Thank you, Bowie Jane.
Hey, Julie, please keep that energy for everyone. Yes.
That's how I feel every time they do it. I'm like, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, but see, Bo messed it up though, right? Because everybody, when they do it, they be like, I vote to evict Taryn. Shout out my mom. Like, Bowie just stood there and was like,
you.
No, so did Mimi, though. Mimi was like, and it's shout out to my man.
Shout out to my man.
My man.
To my man. What Julie said, okay.
Yeah, Julie was like, sure. And my man, too.
Yeah. Bowie Jane, that even after they announced like the thing, she was like, all right, who's at the power? Everybody tell me.
Girl, be for real. Mm-hmm. 1 minute, Bowie. Like, use the lawyering skills.
But they also set her up because wasn't Bowie the first one to go into the dungeon?
I think she was. I think America was the first one that we got to see in the episode. But yeah, Bowie Jane is getting on people's last nerves in the house. Taryn, could you speak to a little bit of even Cerie's annoyance with Bowie Jane this week?
I mean, the history of Bowie is that she was very happy to be included in the Bye Bye Bitches Alliance, then the Professors. She was a loyal soldier, just a little bit spacey. And that spaciness caused the Alliance to not trust her. They assumed that she wouldn't be loyal to them and that she would side with Cam and Red over them for no particular reason at all, other than the fact that she was just friendly with them because they were in the Alliance. Because of that assumption, they grew to hate her, decided that she was not a DJ because she has no rhythm, have finally started talking about the fact that she is definitely not in her 30s. Mm-hmm. Every time she walks into a room, they stop talking because they are very annoyed at her constantly interrupting their conversations. And so she has discovered, she has felt the vibe that they don't like her. She has started to feel very alienated, particularly by Izzy, who hides it the worst. She has since like cried to Sari about it, which only pisses Izzy off even more. Like, how dare you? You're the one that made this happen, not me. And that's kind of the state of things for both. It's kind of sad, really. I would say very sad, because she really just was a loyal soldier who wanted to work with the women, and they just completely iced her
but
out.
I would say reason. Not that sad, because I get it. I'm team F Bowie Jane.
Oh yeah. Say more.
Yeah.
Say more.
No, I just said that edit? She's that. My two, like, you have to be giving something. Either you are a fun personality to have in the house, or you're good at the game. And if you don't do either of those two things, you can go. And Bowie Jane, you're right there with Red and Cameron. You can go, okay? I'm not going to sit here and stand Bowie Jane when she's giving us nothing. The only thing she's giving us is that she's making Sari, the nicest person ever, irrationally angry, where she told Sari the other night about it, like, hey, Sari, I thought you were going to go to bed. And Sari was beside herself about that, like, oh, this is a first, that I'm a grown woman. No one's ever said to me before, shouldn't you go to bed by now? This is really new territory for me, Bowie Jane. That she was talking this morning about how she said, dog, you're a grown-ass woman, and you're crying?
I can't. The problem is, if someone said that to me, I would fight, too, if someone said that to me, but... But poor Bowie, I just feel like she's getting so many strays, and she just be living her life.
Not enough. And
like, she's not on Big Brother. I think she's on another planet.
Well, that, like, I feel like the audience has also like started to assume things about Bowie. Bowie is an active player. She was in there in strategy talks with the Bye Bye Bitches for a long time. When they include her in the talks, she has points to make. She is a perfectly capable player. She's just been completely iced out of everything, and nobody will talk game with her. You know, she knows the show decently well. She's just a little spacey, and that's the only thing that, like, people just don't respond well to it.
Mm-hmm. Can she be the Gabler of this season?
She's my Gabler of the season, Bryce.
Rob is so fired up. I love this. More, please.
Why does she have a parka like she's going to the South Pole, Sasha? Why is that jacket even in this house?
It's cold in the
house. It's
chilly.
But
why do you think Blue and your faves, Blue and Jared, are always under the blanket?
I get it. Like, I'm cold. Under a blanket. Who brought a winter coat to the Big Brother house?
In Australia, it is currently winter. I guess you don't know her mind.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry. I can't help it. All right.
No, I love it.
what else happened tonight? We got to see a little bit more of the relationship between Matt and Sari. I mean, where is Matt in this alliance? Is Matt as close? We saw Matt getting close to Sari. Does he have the same kind of relationship with Felicia and Mimi and Izzy?
He's gotten closer to Mimi. I would say Felicia's probably the person he's least close to in that group. And maybe he doesn't talk a lot with Izzy either. In fact, Izzy is kind of like the group skate. Goat, so he is perfectly fine with throwing Izzy under the bus when mm-hmm. necessary. So maybe she's the least close to him in that group. But he has had some talks with Mimi. He's not like super well integrated in there. It's mostly just through Sari. But he is, like, you know, he's happily sitting there. And especially now that Jag's still in, he's in a much better spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in a great spot because Cameron and Blue want to work with him. He's not that close with Izzy and Felicia. He has this Sari bond that I think is going to only blossom. And I feel like if I'm Sari, I don't need to cut you in with everybody else. Like, you know, our relationship could be our relationship and I could, you know, fight for you. And I just feel like he's in a really good position. And I mean, maybe because he made my heart blush this episode and I'm like, you know, team him. But I think he's in a really good position. And I feel like, you know, he could do a couple of things.
Call him right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think that he is interestingly positioned to be like this fan favorite runaway. Like, I don't know if he will surpass Sari, but I wonder just because, like, you know, I know that a lot of people know about the struggles that he's faced in the house as a deaf contestant, but he's a good looking guy. He won the competition. He saved Jag. That I just think that there could be like a real fan base for him. If they do any other like America's Choice things, I definitely could see Matt being the person that gets voted like another power in the house.
I'm a Matt stan. He did me a favor. Jag is here. What do you need, Matt? I got you. I will now be in the trenches for Matt. Matt will get at least a few votes.
Yeah. Okay. We got to see our speeches, Blue versus Jag. Neither one of them, I thought, had a good speech tonight. Like, both of them, like, it was nice to see that they both, like, you know, gave some, like, you know, gave a shout out to, you know, their families at home and opened up, you know, talking in when their respective
Korean
other languages.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought both of those pitches were, you know, pretty terrible in terms of trying to change anybody's mind.
I thought one was worser than the other. And I, and again, maybe let me ask this to the big brother Zaddy Taryn. Is it because it's still somewhere early in the game that we're not fighting for our lives? Like, I kind of felt like one particular person, their speech was a key. Like, you know, like, so you can see my outfits, so I could be here, you know,
purr.
Shout out to my
kitty, kitty, purr.
Right. Like, I'm like, sit, like, for me, that was like, oh, you're overly confident. Like, and if I'm Jag, listening to her speak and then hearing it's unanimous 10 to nothing, like, I, that would fire me up because I'm like, sis, take this a little more serious. Although I do like Blue, her personality, but I'm like, talk about what you done, or maybe that's why we got the speech that we got, because
listen,
I that
Blue is, you like, no offense, but like Blue is a little bit also woo-hoo, because how do you know you're on the block and you know a secret about someone and you just, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's also why I don't mind her, because again, it's the showmans and they have this loyalty to each other, so I'm not mad at it. But
no,
also,
but that's her.
Right. Girl, you better leverage. I just feel like if it's a date and they're like, okay, let's go to McDonald's, they're going to McDonald's. But me, it's like, Ruth Chris, you know, like you utilize this a little bit more. I don't know.
I think I've realized that Blue is just the Gen Z version of Red in the house, where like Red becomes an entirely different character in the diary room. He's like the Southern metaphor guy.
Yeah.
And Blue's just like the Gen Z slang girl with like
girl.
The kitty kitty purr purr thing and the like, that's not slay. Like, just like trying to fit in as much as possible in every diary room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so not her in real life in the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's just another version of Red.
Right. Last night she opened the show.
And y'all know me, I'm a spicy bitch.
Yeah. So it's like, we don't know who this you is.
Blue reminds me.
This is not the you we see on the live feeds.
You're right, Taryn. That Blue reminds me of like when I'm at work and say like there's an older woman that like wants to let me know that like she's okay with me being gay. And I'll just walk in like, good morning. Hey, good morning.
You're like, I just need my coffee.
Right. I just, you know, Like, or I walk up to her, like, hey, did you get that email I sent you? Yes, I got it. Boo. All right.
Okay. Crickets.
All right. I'm leaving the night. All right. Oh, girl, you 70 years old.
Let her cook. Right,
but like, sit, like, tone it down, sis. Like, I'm just clocking in. I see you. Clock in, boo. Girl, you still got a flip phone. It's like, but.
She learned it probably from you. That's the problem. You did it.
But I'm just saying hello. Like, I know that's my how you perceive me, but I'm just saying good morning. Morning.
Oh my God. At the T at the end of everything.
Yes. Hello. I'll be like, that's offensive.
Do you remember Khloe Kardashian used to do that? Like, act mega black and do anyway. But no, unfortunately, yeah, it does sometimes do the like culture vulturing Awkwafina type things. And I just pull it back, please. It's funny until it isn't. And I just feel like you just did this like really nice, you know, showing your culture, bringing Korea, you know, speaking Korean. And then it just goes to
girl.
And you're like, what happened?
Listen, it's tough out here for Blared. Okay. Yeah. What else from tonight?
Jag is safe. No, I'm just kidding.
Jag is safe. I liked when they got the message and then Red was the one that had to go read it. And the thing comes through. He's like, it's from the comic verse. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Just read the note.
So I also have a question, being that I'm new here, right? Now, Julie girl,
yeah.
Or Julia, as Julia. I heard tonight too.
Yeah.
If we're getting something from the comic verse and it says to us, Jag is safe, do I need for you to be like, everyone sit down? Yes.
I can confirm. Yeah.
Jag is safe. Well, girl, has the little suctiontron been hacked? Like,
yeah.
Who sent it? I was not like, Julie girl. But you know, look.
Yeah,
I think
hopper.
That's another show, man. Thank
you. Could you imagine though, if Red just like it said Jag was not saved, but he was like, no, Jag is saved. Julie has to be like, I cannot confirm this. Actually, this is fake news.
Fake news. Yeah,
she should have been like, I don't know what's happening. Read the thing. The bank sent you a statement. Open it.
Yeah,
Jag's like, hold on, can I see that? Yeah, it says right here, Jag is safe. I don't know, Julie, you must have the wrong information. I don't know what's going on with you.
Oh my God. Meanwhile, Cam is like, I can't read. The sign must not be for me because I can't read. Mm-hmm. Jag is out.
But I also loved how when it came down from the suctiontron, I loved how Jag just ran back to his seat. Because I was thinking, like, how you know this for you? Like, we could have thought you was out. Jag was like.
Yeah. He was so emotional. He had, like, the paper, like, on his face. Yeah.
He was kissing the paper. That was his Bible moving forward. He's going to sleep with that.
Imagine, though, if he was like, you guys got some. All right. Well, I guess I'll just head out. Then you guys seem busy.
I missed it. What, Rob, was the door closed, like locked, that he couldn't get out? And maybe that's why he went inside.
I think the noise happened. Like sometimes, like that, I feel like they've done that before where it's like, oh, the door won't open, the door is locked. But I feel like that the noise happened, and I don't know if he got to. I'd have to go back and watch it.
Yeah, I mean, knowing there's a superpower, knowing that this is a possibility, that's, I think, true. The second something goes off, he's like,
yeah. Now, everybody voted tonight. Now, did you catch Jared's vote tonight when he said,
I vote to evict Jag.
It was the return of I sadly vote to evict. Now, Bryce, do you think was that a slip up or a shout out to, I'm sure, one of Jared's Big Brother mentors, Big D?
I think it might have been a slip up, but I also think it was just homage because I do know they talked a lot. And so I think maybe, you know, he's hearing Derek's e-vote in there.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, is that an e-vote? It's back!"
Oh my god,
we did it. Okay,
we did it, Julie.
I just hope that for Jag that you know he has this near-death experience, and that hopefully this is like the wake-up call. Smell the coffee now, Jag. Do something. It's like, yeah, oh, I got to get Cam and Red out of here.
Imagine he goes up to Cam and is like, man, that must suck. You're, you know, because how like kumbaya these people are, that sucks. You know, your HOH got like a, you know, do over. That's a, how do I help you? If I see any of that, Jag, I swear to God, I'm jumping the fence and I'm coming in.
I mean, Cam should be like, hey, I'm the only person that didn't lie to you this week. Everybody else told you you were safe. I'm the only person that was straight with you.
I just can't wait for Cam to like, I can't wait to hear how Cam has made this part of his plan. Mm-hmm. Like how this was actually what he wanted all along and that it's actually a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. My last question, and then we have some questions from the chat also. Taryn, do you think, is there any possibility that production kind of like put the pressure on to use the power this week in that they had this competition, they had all of this like room to fill the episode with the competition. If you do it next Thursday, you don't have like that much. Is it possible that production wanted the power played this week?
I mean, I think if you have it next week, then they have a whole other week where they get to hang the twist over your heads and spend extra segments on it and stuff. So I think if anything, they would have preferred it to be used next
because
week.
I guess so. I just feel like that they had like the segment to kill in this Thursday episode. And then potentially like it was like they were able to get a little bit of a pop out of it where next week that I think it would have been like more of a foregone conclusion if it was going to be used or not. And maybe this was just like the easy week that they could have just used it to have the reset.
They don't care if it's a foregone conclusion. They'll still have the conversations where it's like, should we use it this time? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Man. And Julie will be like, will the power be used to save one of the nominees? Mm-hmm. And I think right now they're like, damn, I wish we could do that again.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today
at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's look at some questions from the chat tonight. Okay, this is a question that is relevant to some earlier conversations. EJammy03, Bryce, will you go on Big Brother?
I don't know.
Say yes. For me, you have to say yes. We'll tell you why later.
Okay, I'll say yes, but Big Brother's a lot.
Big Brother's a lot. You do great at Big Brother.
Hopefully. If I got a Felicia, I would do good.
Yeah. Okay. How about this question? Adam wants to know, Bryce, who's the freakiest freak in the Big Brother house?
Oh, I don't know. That's the. I don't know. We'll go Pampers. We'll go Felicia.
Felicia. No, we haven't heard you talk at all about AmeriCorey, the other showman that's in the house. Do you have any thoughts about Corey in America?
I mean, I like Corey, Team Corey. I like America. I just feel like Corey and America are like the Disney version. And then I feel like Blue and Jared are like P-Valley. So I just feel like, you know. But I do like Corey. I do like America. I think Corey is funny. America's
not P-Valley. The fact that people probably won't understand.
Quite all right.
He's trying to murder, you know.
Okay. All right. I guess back to the game. How is AmeriCorey's situation in light of tonight's events?
I would say in some ways worse, in some ways better. It really just depends. It really depends on how they're able to work JAG, because JAG is theoretically an ally for them moving forward. But not if he's so indebted to Suri and Matt that he's willing to turn on them, which is probably the more likely outcome. And if that's the case, then it's maybe a little worse. Mm-hmm. But it does still allow them to use JAG as a bigger target than them moving forward. But that's not really how this game is being played. So it really just depends on how they're able to work JAG. And right now, I would say more worse than good. Although eliminating the power for next week was definitely good, because if America had won that HOH and taken a shot only for it to be pulled away, that would have been way worse. So it eliminated some really bad outcomes, but you know, overall, not great still.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Josh wants to know, if America found out it was Matt and Suri who came up with the decision to save JAG, would that help or hurt her views on Suri in the house? That they saved JAG, she wanted to, they saved JAG, she wanted JAG to stay. Could she warm up to them?
I don't think so. I think if anything, she'll be more worried about them. Mm-hmm. I think it will tell her that like Matt is really playing this game, whereas previously she trusted him way too much, as she is wont to do. And she'll be worried that like Suri will now have a chokehold on Jag's loyalty, and that she'll need to push even harder to get him away from that.
All right, let's take a trip to the scary verse, okay? In a world where Cameron wins HOH again, the first back-to-back HOH since Tiffany, would Cameron make the same noms?
You know he's putting Izzy up as soon as he can.
Okay, yeah. Could he learn from his mistakes this week?
I think he could. I mean, like, obviously the main thing is, who does he think did this? Because, and I said this last week, so I don't want to make any assumptions about what JAG is capable of, but why in the world would Jag take the fall for this next week? If Cameron were to win and say, Jag, I'm targeting you again because I still feel like I'm aligned with everyone else and I still trust Matt and I still trust Sari. Why in the world would Jag not at that point say, you know, it wasn't me. Somebody else saved me. At which point, maybe Cameron would know he should probably shoot elsewhere.
Sari is like, that Jag is a liar. he's been lying this whole time.
No, what's really going to happen is Jag is going to go, you know, you think it's me and there's nothing I can do to change that. Yeah, so yeah, I'll just go up on the block and be voted out. Mm-hmm. Sorry, thanks, bye.
I'm telling you, pathetic. Stand up, Jag. Do something. You let Riley's ass walk out the door. What are you doing? Please. The thing is, if Jag doesn't get his stuff together and he doesn't use this, what's the point? Okay, we got momentary happiness. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If Bowie is HOH, who's she going to nominate?
Probably,
yeah.
Honestly, it would look pretty similar, I think, to like a Cam or Red. I think there would be a lot of push for her to do Jag and Blue again, and she might be inclined to go Izzy, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Who is Corey aligned with? Clearly America, but is he with Blue and, not Blue, is he with Cameron and Red?
Not anymore.
Okay.
They do not like America, or at least Red doesn't like America. She uses her womanly wiles too much.
Oh, he said that.
He said that.
Yeah, he thought Kirsten had a crush on him. DeLulu Land is population Red.
Red said that.
Oh, and more. and Cameron does not like Corey's relationship with America, and will creepily stare at them on the monitors for minutes at a time.
Is this an all boys academy? Like, yes. Are you not allowed?
Are you surprised? Please.
I mean.
So, long story short, they're not working together very well right now. But Corey doesn't really know this yet. He only knows he's recently been informed that Red hates America. Does not yet know. He's been warned that Cameron isn't messing with him anymore, but doesn't quite believe it yet.
And okay, yeah, I'm just all right.
What? You have another question?
So they don't like America because she's the land of the home. Land of the brave.
She's a little too free. I think uh-huh. A little too land of the free.
Like, I'm trying to get the comic verse together because America is with the girls. Like, why don't they like America?
When America heard that Red did not like her, her first reaction was, and she said this to Blue, oh, well, he did say last week or week two that he wasn't allowed to talk to pretty girls. So
it's like a Brandon Hand situation. She's Delilah.
And is Red married?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Well, I'm glad I'm not on the show. Red would have to stay clear of me, okay? Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. pretty girl here.
Age might be a problem for you, mm-hmm. but.
Because yeah. I'm so young.
Yeah.
How mm-hmm. old is Red?
How old is Red's wife is what is the question you should ask. Oh.
Yes.
About Corey's age.
How old is Red?
What, like 36?
36. And his wife is 21? And how long have they been married?
Mm-hmm. A little too long.
Mm-hmm.
When Bowie, the
math ain't mathin'.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got some moose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. 15. Interesting.
Oh, sorry. Just girlfriend, maybe.
Just girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
But they do have a child together.
The baby mama. Yeah. Yeah. His okay. partner.
All right. Well, okay. Maybe that'll be an interesting age. Now I'm rooting for a Red HOH so we can get some of the story.
No. not red.
Gotta get that letter. Yeah. Okay.
Do we know when Bowie's dropping a new single? So is she a DJ? Is she not a DJ?
She is a DJ.
No rhythm.
Okay. She is a DJ, but she's lying about her age.
And how old is she?
She's also a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she's 45, but she says she's 35.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
She did have a song that charted.
Yes. What was it?
It was what was the show?
Money
it was like,
can't buy your class.
It was like SWAT Team Force or something. I don't know what the
SWAT
show was.
SWAT Team Force?
one of those. What? You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. One of those shows.
Yeah. She's no DJ
like, one of those shows.
Yeah.
Oh, like just the show SWAT.
Maybe it was just SWAT, yeah.
I thought that was just the name of the song. SWAT
yeah, I was like, oh, okay, so like,
on that
we
show.
Through the door.
So I think she was on the show herself, and then the song SWAT charted.
Oh, that.
She was on an episode of SWAT?
I think so. I think she performed the song on it.
What?
How the show is SWAT Team Force. Okay, thanks, chat.
Is it SWAT Team Force? No
she's
way.
On a show called SWAT Team Force. Somebody, yeah, get me the YouTube video. We'll do a breakdown.
I think it's the SWAT.
Do a breakdown.
Okay.
DJ Bowie, okay. The SWAT Team Force, and we come in.
Okay.
The house.
All right. Bryce, we'll recap the SWAT Team Force. Okay.
As busted okay. By Bowie yeah, Jane say, as featured on
yeah,
CBS.
Yeah, save
SWAT.
It for the slop this week. Okay. We'll watch SWAT Team Force. All right. Then let's see. Okay. Jeanette was very eager with the super chat. Thank you very much. Do you think that Jared will let out that he knew and that will mess up Sari? Is he going to, because Sari told Jared Matt had the power. Yes. Do you think that Jared will be going to people saying like, yeah, I knew.
That does worry me because I could see him saying something to Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And Blue saying something to Jag.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jag probably won't say nothing.
I don't know if they even are going to keep it a secret that he had the power. Like, I don't know if that's part of the plan. I would assume so just because of how they tend to operate. But like, at least like within the Alliance, I feel like it might come out. And you know, if Jag knows that it was Matt, then he'll tell Blue. Like, so I don't think it's going to stay super secret necessarily.
Okay. And then Geneva wants to know, do you think that Blue should have said she was strategic in her eviction speech? Is she lucky that they weren't using speeches as a factor to decide who to evict? Yeah. Why did she have to say it? Yeah, I'm playing a strategic game.
Wow.
I have more to offer.
Here's
kitty,
the real
purr.
5D chess strategic move, Rob. She put in so many like sayings into her speech that only she will know what she said in the What the Bleep competition, mm-hmm. because nobody else will know those sayings. And so she's going to get that one easy.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? BB25, BB Multiverse?
Another unanimous vote. How, like, not to keep talking about it, but it's week 4. Mm-hmm. How can one person going out be okay for the whole damn house?
When you're all in Cerise Alliance, it makes sense,
you know
Sasha.
What? You're right. You're right.
Here's my maybe hot take. I don't care about unanimous votes. Because when the votes aren't unanimous, it's not like people who are voting the other way think that something's going to happen. They're just casting votes for no reason in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like unanimous votes versus like an 8-2 vote or a 7-3 vote. There's little difference in the outcome unless there's an actual blindside happening, which is very rare nowadays because everybody needs to know that it's happening ahead of time. But for me, if it's not a blindside, then it doesn't really matter if it's unanimous or not. We mm-hmm. know that there were some people that would have liked to vote the other way and they just didn't. So at the end of the day, it just doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
What all matters right. is the lead up to the vote, which has been ridiculous.
Hot mess.
All season.
Hot mess. Okay. All right. Well, Taryn, we've passed a milestone. August is over for Big Brother as we move into the second month of the season.
Yeah, ridiculous. I'm talking to people. They're like, what did you do over the summer? And I'm like, what are you talking about? We're only the Big Brother. I don't understand.
Yeah, the season started August 2nd. So here we are at the end of August.
Yeah. So weird that we're headed. This is the final stretch of most seasons. Mm-hmm. September.
Yeah.
But we're not even close.
We will have all of September and all of October for Big Brother. Big Brother is scheduled to end November 9th. So buckle up.
This doesn't make sense.
It's like a long way to go. I think we're at the 30% mark now.
Exactly.
100 days. All right. All right. Let's talk about what else is going on. Okay. We've got tickets on sale now for our New York live event. You can go to robisawebsite.com/NYCTix for our Survivor live show on Wednesday, October 4th. And Bryce, it just got announced this week among the schedule of Bryce and Wen events this fall that Tuesday night before our show on October 4th, you and Wen Deasy will be back at it.
Yes, we'll be in the city hosting the RHAP live welcome party. Bryce and Wen presents, and if you've ever been to one, Sasha been to one. Okay, we have a good old time. Tickets are available. You can click the link in my Instagram bio or head over to Bryce and Wen Present and bless your life, and we're going to have a good time.
Okay, all right.
Round.
Purr.
Good okay. morning.
Yeah. All right. Earlier tonight, we had a great time when we drafted a question of who will be the first person to win the CBS trifecta, the first person to be a contestant on The Amazing Race, Big Brother, and Survivor. And so we had a great panel. Sasha, any teases about how that went?
Oh, you know, it went well. I think my team is amazing. You know, Bryce, there was a reason I asked you to say yes.
Okay.
So that's all I'm saying for my team, yep. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, Sasha, Mike Bloom, Maggie, myself, and Omer drafted a trifecta of our own, of the first person to complete the CBS Triple Crown. We'll see. Now we just have to wait to see who the winner is of that draft. But it was a very fun podcast. And then somebody whose name may have come up on that podcast is somebody that Taryn and I caught up with on Wednesday when we talked to Big Brother 23's Claire. Taryn and I had a great time catching up with Claire.
Who put that picture on that image?
is that a one she doesn't like?
So that was her worst challenge.
Wasn't that the one when they was cutting the wood?
Yeah.
No, that was the yodeling.
You have to.
Oh, yeah, the yodeling. Where DX was
Claire
losing.
Chose it.
Okay.
So Claire did it to herself.
She specifically sent that picture in, according to Sam.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Take it up with Claire, Taryn. On Monday night, we wrapped up Claim to Fame. Bryce, do you watch Claim to Fame?
I don't.
You got to watch it.
I think I need to add that to my notes to watch.
Yeah, you would love it so much. Season one and two were both amazing, and we had a really fun recap of the finale. Jenny and I talked with Chappelle and Mari on Monday night, working on some Claim to Fame postseason interviews. So if you missed our finale coverage, check that out. Claim to Fame season two. Bryce, I'm telling you, it's gonna be your favorite show.
I just put it in my notes.
Yep. And then... Every damn day, the hottest show of the summer is Suits. And Chappelle and I are at it on Suits Yourself, the daily Suits binge. Tomorrow, we are going to finish season one of Suits. You can catch it every damn day at suitspodcast.com. And then Bryce, you know, I saw people in the chat like, Bryce is great. Bryce is amazing. We need more Bryce, people were saying in the chat. Well, do you know that Bryce is the host of his very own podcast?
It's a Purple Pants podcast. Every Tuesday, we are discussing shows on Amazon Prime. I'm talking about real life, talking about amazing things, the challenge breakdown, everything. Amazing Race is coming back out. So, yeah, you know, if you want a good morning, Kiki, you better head over to the Purple Pants podcast.
Okay. So many people tonight. We need more Bryce. Check it out. all the time. Purple Pants podcast feed. Okay. And then Sasha, what's been going on Below Deck?
Listen, people are getting fired. Okay. We have more hookups. I don't understand how these people just keep hooking up. And then you hook up with the chef and then you cheat on the chef in front of them. What are y'all doing? Everything is covered.
Sounds like BB25.
Listen, okay, it's a little cleaner maybe because they do it in the shower at least, but all of it is covered on Below Deck.
We need a stew to come in and scrub down the house.
And what's the stew doing it? But yes.
Oh. Totally undersold. Yes, the
everything
stew.
Covered on Big Deck Energy, of course. Chappelle and I are over there every week.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, Taryn and I are going to be back together for some patron content on Friday when we get into the Q&A. We'll find out about the new HOH, and I'm sure the patrons are going to have a lot of questions. We'll be taking them live 2 p.m. Eastern. We'll send the patrons out a link to call in if you want to talk to us, plus all the other patron content from this week. Really fun episode of The Slop with Maggie, on the Recap with Shannon. Some great stuff came out of that. And then on the feedback, Amon joined me to watch some of the feeds, and we actually were watching when Saree first told Jared that Matt had the power. So we got a little bit of the jump on talking about that. So it's been a great week for all the patron shows. robiswebsite.com/patron for all of that and access to international reality shows in our patron community. All right. And then subscribe to make sure you don't miss any of our podcasts at robiswebsite.com/subscribe. And Taryn, you'll be back in the morning with the live feed update.
Yeah, we'll find out who won HOH and probably what the plan is for the next week. And it's not going to be pointless because the twist is gone. So yeah. It's exciting.
Look, it's a win-win tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, still a great night. All right. Anything else about BB25? All right. Sasha, besides Below Deck, anything else coming up for you?
Yes, I cover a weekly celebrity gossip, pop culture, vibes only podcast with Kirsten McKenis called Mess Magnets. Check that out. And of course, over on Post Show Recaps, I'm still talking Special Ops Lioness with Jason Reed. Check that out. So we will get through it all together. And for everything else I'm doing, just follow me on Twitter at funsize_04.
Okay. All right. Sasha, great job tonight. Been fun doing a podcast with you all night tonight. Bryce?
I missed you, Rob.
Yeah. We got to figure out more stuff to do, Sasha.
Please, let me know.
Yeah. Bryce, what a thrill to have you here on a Big Brother recap.
It's not. With Sasha, sign me up. Taryn, any day. And Rob, you already know.
Well, Bryce, I hope you'll come back for another one this season.
I think I might have to. I'm invested. You know, I might need to do a live update with Taryn.
Yes, you would watch the feeds all day and then talk about them with Taryn.
Oh, okay. I'll be back for these.
Maybe Taryn could just tell you and you just have live reactions.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Do that.
That's fine. Yeah. All right. Bryce, where could people keep up with you?
Anywhere and everywhere. Bryce Isaiah, the Bryce Isaiah 2024 Zaddy calendar is flying off the shelves. Make your year in 2024 right with a little Zaddy in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Get all the your Zaddy merch in one place.
Little BB24 on the cover. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, we don't even need to talk about the back cover.
We don't. Okay.
Can't even show it. Okay. All right. Bryce, so fun to have you here with us.
It's always a pleasure.
Okay. And then Taryn, what's coming up for you?
Speaking of merch, I just launched a new merch store where we've got a pressure cooker, limited time pressure cooker shirt to commemorate your time in the pressure cooker that became pointless.
Yes. What does it say? I survived the pressure cooker.
2023.
This is pressure cooker.
2023 edition of the pressure cooker.
Yes.
Next time in 2041, when the next pressure cooker happens, mm-hmm. you'll be like, I was there.
Yeah.
Back in 2023. Here's mm-hmm. the shirt. So it's limited time only for those that were here. So you can check that out. The links are going to be tweeted out and over on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, where I'm watching the episodes live with all of you, reacting in the moment for things like when Jag is saved out of nowhere. So come and hang out with that. That's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. Well, Taryn, great job once again. We will be back together for the BBQ&A on Friday, and then we'll have another recap on Sunday night when we react to the HOH episode coming up then. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.